Pennsylvania's direct support agencies are facing several financial challenges right now. Changing practices to keep pace with state guidelines, staffing shortages nearing 40%, and getting personal protective equipment to keep employees safe. Mark Davis is president of the Pennsylvania Advocacy and Resources for Autism and Intellectual Disability. He says a survey of members showed those costs have gone up by nearly a third, and the average cash on hand would cover less than 3 days of expenses.
We have members now who are saying, we're out of staff, we're out of money, we're out of PPE, we're out of time. We need to do something now.
And the stakes are high. Tim Sohusky of Bethlehem-based provider The Redco Group says without the direct in-home care his organization provides, like feeding, dressing, and grocery shopping, clients may have to go live in institutions.
We have to take immediate action to shore up the system, or there could be dire consequences. I can't imagine going back to some type of institutional system, but if the community system collapses under its own weight, that's exactly what may happen.
The organizations get nearly 100% of their funding from Medicaid. They're calling on the governor to step in with additional money for PPE and hazard pay for staff providing hands-on care to clients, some of whom have the virus. Jen Rehill, WLVR News.